Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears here. Getaway Friday, June the 12th, 2026. 13 and a half minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, wrapping up 12th anniversary week here. Matt, what's on the big anniversary program tonight?
Well, we're going to discuss the anniversary show a little bit.
It was big.
Yes, it was. And other than that, we're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about UFC 250 at the White House. We're going
to
talk about...
They're paying to get there. They're paying to be in those seats. And did you know Trump owns a piece of the UFC? I didn't know that.
I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, Trump's a big fan of the UFC. I mean, like I don't know. Like, he's gone to so many UFC events as president. Like, it's actually crazy how many UFC events.
He's got some money invested.
Well, I bet he, yeah, apparently.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you got anything to say, and we want to thank Adam, the computer guy, for joining us in hour number one, sharing his memories of 12 years here at WGH Talk.
I know the Saudis own a big portion of it.
Well, there you go. And I think the president is entangled with them in some way.
The Saudis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. Well, I guess they got business holdings in common. So that's something.
Let's see here. This is it. Oh, here's an interesting. I know you'll like this. Taylor Swift was at the Knicks game the other night at Madison Square Garden.
Same one as Trump?
Or no.
Different
one. When she was there, they won.
Okay.
And so, in any event, this is fueling speculation that this is where she and Travis Kelce are going to get married, because it's been rumored that they're going to get married at Madison Square Garden on July the 3rd. So, what do you think?
Man, I don't care where she gets married at.
I didn't ask you if you cared where she got married. I said that's what's being rumored for July the 3rd.
I mean...
You know what's interesting about that? My parents got married on July the 3rd, and that is a very popular date to get married, and the reason is because it's hard to get a minister or book a room on July the 4th, so people will get married on July the 3rd.
Why are you getting married around July 4th?
Patriotism, I guess. I think my dad was a Vietnam veteran. I think that's what it was. I think it was his choice.
Fair enough.
So.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know anything about it. I haven't been keeping up with it. You could have told me they got...
See, these are moments when I miss Carrington.
Yeah.
This is a story. Listen, your football...
Carrington would love this, yeah.
Yeah, but your football guy's here.
Well, you could have told me they split up, and I would have been like, oh, really? Yeah, okay. I don't know anything about it.
They're going to get married at Madison Square Garden. That's my question.
It's just as likely a spot as anywhere else, I guess. Where's Taylor Swift from?
I don't know. Nashville?
She's from Nashville?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know, maybe it'd be...
Does anybody think this is going to happen? 740-383-9944.
I really don't have anything to say about it. I mean, maybe.
Well, I didn't ask your commentary. I just said, do you think this is where they're going to get married?
Maybe. I don't know. Why is it speculation, I guess, is this the
question?
Because
it's a big arena in the middle of the biggest city on Earth, New York City.
How many people are they inviting to this thing?
I don't know. I got an invitation.
All right.
I got an invitation to the UFC event on Sunday, and I got an invitation to the big wedding on July the 3rd at Madison Square Garden, and I said I can't come because I'll be at the pie auction at the fair. The schedule's too full.
Can't make that
wedding. Can't make that wedding. Sorry.
I mean,
can't miss the pie auction.
I mean, if they're going to have a big wedding, Madison Square Garden's a good place to do it. It's Madison Square Garden's nice, I guess.
But do they want a spectacle, or is this just a bait so they can have the small wedding while all the paparazzi showing up at Madison Square Garden?
I think paparazzi are smarter than that.
I don't know. A lot of people do bait and switch
weapons. They're straight up like stalkers almost. You know, I don't know how paparazzi is legal. It seems like harassment to some level.
Well, whatever.
They just do what like the rooster does and get in your face and then aggravate you so you punch him.
But you like him.
No, I don't.
I thought you were defending his type of journalism.
No.
Oh, okay.
I said he shouldn't have gotten in trouble with the police. I think he should have just blocked the man. He's a troll. You just shouldn't interact with trolls, in my opinion.
So you don't think he's a journalist?
No, he's not a journalist.
Well,
I don't think that's exactly... Journalists don't ambush people when they walk out of the bathroom.
Well, you wouldn't think.
That's a different kind of a strategy.
I don't know. I just hope that they don't get married at Madison Square Garden, because I think that that's a little much.
I like Madison Square Garden because they held a lot of the big-time boxing matches there. Madison Square Garden's got a good history.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. The original garden's gone, though. I think they rebuilt it in the 70s.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess
I just think that this is going to be a big wedding, and
Well, yeah, it's going to be a big wedding. I bet you the AP is going to cover that thing.
Yeah, but will they cover the divorce, probably?
Yeah, I bet you the divorce is going to be bigger news than the wedding.
Well, does anybody else care about this? They got a big X on their calendar with this thing, big circle, or whatever. Is it an X or a circle?
A
I guess you X it out. July 3rd, didn't we discuss this?
Oh, yeah, we have. So I don't know. I don't keep up with Taylor Swift.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, how about this one? A new Gallup poll has found that Americans are getting more socially conservative and disapprove of the use of birth control, having children out of marriage, wedlock, and gambling.
Having children out of wedlock, gambling, what was the first one?
Use of birth control.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard any discussion. I mean, gambling's a big thing. Now, I think people should be free to do what they want, but I think that making gambling as big a thing as it is now is probably a terrible idea.
Well, I guess the question is, are we becoming more socially conservative?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's against those things, generally speaking.
So conservatives don't like gambling?
It's another vice. I mean, like, conservatives are, generally speaking, big
religious
people.
Listen, I've seen a lot of conservatives at the casino.
Dana White goes to the casino all the time. He's big friends with Trump.
Well, Trump owned a casino.
Hey, what happened to that?
He bankrupted it.
One of the, seven businesses?
I don't know. Listen, that's how Rosie O'Donnell got in trouble with him, saying that he went bankrupt so many times. Boy, that set him off.
People don't like the truth sometimes, I guess.
He went bananas about that. God.
What were we talking about? How did we get on this?
Socially conservative.
Oh,
Gallup poll.
Sorry, I forgot what we were talking about.
You had your show be fun tonight.
Oh, I think so. See, that's what the energy drink's for.
But I'm...
Maybe.
Does anybody in the audience think we're more socially conservative? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Maybe it's something like, we decided that it'd be good to have those things, and then we
I don't think
things.
Many people are against birth control, first
yeah,
of all.
Think
I think that's probably not a thing.
Yeah.
Children out of wedlock, I can see that that's probably a problem for a lot of people. Gambling, I doubt it.
I'd be down to place all kinds of restrictions. Honestly, I'd be down to get rid of sports betting again. That's terrible, terrible.
Well, Mike
choices.
DeWine says that was the biggest regret he has
yeah.
as governor is signing that law.
And
to
he
that
should.
Legal.
He should have that regret. 1,000,000,000%.
But it wasn't his decision. I think the legislator sent it to him and he signed it. He didn't veto it.
Well, he should have vetoed it. At the very least, he could have just...
But you can't say that. Like, it's not like he dreamed it up.
At the very least, he could have just, did the whole thing where he doesn't sign it and then in 30 days it comes into law.
Well, I think he probably would have vetoed it, I think is what he's saying.
He should have vetoed it, yeah.
Yeah, but doesn't that make our legislature certainly is not liberal?
Yeah.
So that there you go. So I don't believe this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were just bribed by the casinos.
No, bribing is illegal.
They were lobbying. Yeah, they were lobbied.
That's legal.
They were lobbied heavily by the casinos.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all I know is that sports betting has become one of the largest industries in the United States, and it's not even legal across all of the United States at this point.
I will make a bet with you that neither one of the candidates for governor will say that sports betting is wrong.
Sports betting's wrong.
You would not win an election if you said that.
I could,
and if either one said that they were going to try to put it out of commission, they would not win.
You know, I covered the story where Mike DeWine said it was his biggest regret when it happened. And, you know, his quote was something like, basically he didn't think that, because it happened after the two Indians pitchers got in trouble for, like, you know, flopping, like, singular pitches for bettors. He said something like, I didn't think it was going to create cheating. Like, that was the whole point as to not allowing gambling in sports to begin with. Because it's just, it could just, throw a game. Well, apparently, now that you can bet on literally single things, I could just pay you half of my money to...
Well, isn't that the Pete Rose argument, though, that people said didn't exist?
What?
That Pete Rose, we now know, bet on games he was in, managed.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be looked upon because he wouldn't throw a game because of a bet.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the man himself said, he said that he never threw a game, but he said that he did think about it. And now all I'm saying is the man also originally said that he never bet. And then it was, oh, I did bet, but never on my team. Oh, I did bet on my team, but like...
No, then it was never on baseball.
Ah.
But never on my team.
See,
then...
look, all I'm saying is that man definitely threw some games, okay? If it came out that he threw, like, you know, a few games, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. It really wouldn't surprise me.
You know, he was allowed to be on the ballot, and he didn't end up in the Hall of Fame.
Ah, good.
I thought that was interesting.
The baseball, I don't watch baseball, nor do I really care about baseball, but the Baseball Hall of Fame is a true Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Cooperstown.
It's a true Hall of Fame. The NFL Hall of Fame is more like a Hall of Good. Like, it seems like they let everybody into the Hall of Fame. The Baseball Hall of Fame is, like, impossible to get into. That's what a Hall of Fame should be.
Well, as I always said, baseball has more tradition and is more entertaining on the whole. And,
okay.
So is the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Well, it's because the Baseball Hall of Fame is actually a Hall of Fame, not a Hall of Good.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Gene Shalit died today, for all you people, 100 years old. He lived to be 100. He was the film critic on the Today Show for many, many years.
So he just watched movies for a living?
No, he reported on it.
You got to watch the movie to report on it.
You know, apparently he was a weird-looking guy. So that's really why he became very, well, I guess he was a film critic for the Today Show. That didn't hurt. But Gene Shalit, he was a different type of guy. Different-looking type of guy.
How do you get a job as a film critic? I want to watch movies for a living.
Have you ever seen a picture of Gene Shalit?
I know. I've never heard of Gene Shalit.
Well, I'll show you a picture of Gene. You're going to realize why this guy had a career. There he is.
Oh, that's Gene Shalit?
That's Gene Shalit.
Yeah, I know Gene Shalit.
Yeah. That's Gene Shalit.
Yeah, I didn't know that was his name, but yeah.
That's one of his last appearances.
I know that guy.
Yeah, doesn't he look normal?
I like it. That's a look everybody should have.
Well, there he is in his older days.
He looks about the same, just gray hair. He got glasses.
Gene Shalit turned 100 on March 25th. Shalit was the on-air critic for 41 years, from 1969 to 2010. During the recent photo of Shalit, and said he looked. Al Roker said he looked fantastic.
Did he die today?
Yeah, died today. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
What was going on in the 1930s?
The 1930s?
Yeah. Well, he was, you know, because... I mean,
he'd have been born in the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wouldn't have been able to remember stuff in the 20s. So it would have been like the 30s.
I don't know. I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was a good guy, a funny guy, kind of strange.
When was the Prohibition? No, that was the 20s. The Prohibition was in the 20s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Harding, right?
Yeah.
He messed up with that one.
Well, you know Gene Shalit. There's somebody doing an imitation of him.
That's a pretty good Gene Shalit look-alike.
Well, here's the news story of the death of Gene Shalit. We might be able to watch this. Hold on here. Whoa, wait a second. Whoa, here we go. Here's a news story on the death of Gene Shalit.
You know what you're looking at now, folks, is a moving picture.
With his trademark mustache, bushy hair, and famous turns of phrase.
Don't forego Fargo. The spastic, elastic, iconoclastic.
Gene Shalit was as iconic as the stars he interviewed.
This is NBC, the best, Gene Shalit.
For 4 decades, he was an integral part of the Today Show team, starting as a contributor in 1970.
I'm Barbara Walters here at the NBC News Center in New York with Gene Shalit.
Going on to become today's entertainment correspondent and movie critic.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics Corner.
His reviews never mincing words.
Two words, Ishtar, Ishtarable.
Born in 1926, Gene grew up in Morristown, New Jersey, where his parents, immigrants from Latvia, owned a drugstore. He started his career as a journalist early, writing a humor column for his high school paper. He was a master at interviews, sitting down with some of Hollywood's greatest stars, the big, bright, and even green.
Do you think you might ever marry Miss Piggy?
From the philosophical.
Is that nice to be named after two presidents?
It's never come up before.
To the playful.
God bless you.
What's your favorite food, Mel?
Ketchup.
His laughter was loud and contagious.
They're as big as golf balls. So I said, well, now wait a minute, Gene. I said.
Gene married his wife Nancy in 1950, and they had 6 children together. She passed away from cervical cancer in 1978. He lost his daughter Emily to ovarian cancer in 2012. In 2010, Shalit retired from Today, like any good movie, knowing when to wrap it up. But his friendship, laughter, and talent we will forever treasure.
We thank you for watching, and remember, stay updated.
Oh, there you go. Gene Shalit, dead. At 100.
Hey, 100's a good old span of time.
Well, I wonder if he's doing any, there's somebody doing an imitation of Gene Shalit. You want to see a good Gene Shalit imitation?
Yeah, sure.
Remembering the legendary Gene Shalit tonight? Oh, now there's a Gene Shalit collection of him here on Letterman. I guess they must have put that. They must have knew he was dead. When he can get to be 100, they get the death pieces ready to go. Oh, here we go. Gene Shalit, that's Jimmy Fallon, being imitated on Saturday Night Live.
That's the movie, trounced the competition and topped the box office charts the second week in a row. Here with his review of NBC is NBC movie critic Gene Shalit, everybody.
Jimmy, first, let me say this. Jackass the movie is a jackass of a movie. Hey, hey, you, get the jackass off of my screen. Don't jackass me again, Michael Jackaxon. Put away your shiny glove. This thriller is a dud. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who thinks that Jackass the movie isn't worth saying. Mama say, mama say, mama say.
Crazy. That's...
Jimmy?
What?
Get the jackass out of your trunk and change the tire. And drive your car away from this movie.
Okay, I'm so lost. I mean, what on earth are you?
Jimmy! A little ditty about Jackass and Diane. 2 American movie doing the worst it can as a movie.
As a movie, perfect. Okay, I think we get the idea. You didn't like Jackass. Have you seen anything else? How about a Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship? More like a steaming pile of Ghost Ship. Who are you gonna call? Call Ghost Ship Busters. If you call me up, I am afraid of this Let's go ship, all right. Jimmy.
Okay, okay. All right. Oh, I know. That camera. You're not in your Today Show studio. You know, we have microphones, by the way, so you don't need to yell so much.
I'm old.
I know. Do you dye your mustache as well?
I dye everything.
How about the movie The Ring? Did you see The Ring? That's supposed to be pretty good, right?
Ring around the rosy, trouser full of crapola. Ring, ring. Hello? Who's this? Scary? You betcha.
Okay. All right, okay. That's good.
Ring around the collar. I say, skid marks in my drawers. When the ring is in my theater.
Okay, we get it. We got it. We got it. Thank you.
I got some more about Jackass, Jimmy.
I think we've had enough, actually.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jackass nipping at your theater. Merry Christmas.
Right.
I say, Mary, don't count me in the crowd of this movie. Estimus, Jackass.
Estimus? Man, you gotta put some more effort into your stuff.
Hit it!
What's going on? This is crazy. What's he doing? Why is he doing this? Mine.
When the movie stinks, it has no story. Then you're watching Jack the Ass the movie.
Well, that's a classy bit, wasn't it? Well, that was an improvisation about Gene Shalit. Now, the Letterman people here have apparently put up a best... You want to see the best of Gene Shalit on the old David Letterman show? I think it's actually Gene Shalit.
I think Gene Shalit's probably better than not Gene Shalit.
Okay, this is actually the Gene Shalit.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
In Oklahoma City, top 10 things the Reagans did in Japan for $2 million. They received $2 million to go to Japan and what? And what is this? To Hal?
Yeah, Dave.
What is this exactly?
We're not quite sure, Dave.
Is it? Is it just the studio or is it the whole building?
We don't know yet.
Is it the entire city or the... All right, I think I have an idea what it might be. Hang on. I'll be right back. I have my flashlight. This happens periodically. Let me just go see what this is. And then we'll get right back and continue the show. Here's the fuse box. Oh, yeah, here's one. This looks like it might have burned out. So it's just a fuse, and let me replace that one quickly. And this should bring the lights back on. There you go. So that's it. Gene, I'm sorry, you know, I've asked you 100 times, don't be drying your hair while we're doing a show. It's an old building. It has old circuits. It's not up to it.
I'm sorry, Dave. It was so quiet out there, I didn't think there was a show on.
Yeah. You hear about Debbie Gibson's perfume? Okay, well, we got that straightened up. It's like some kind of rehearsal, some kind of experiment, like we've taken sodium pentothal and it's a rehearsal.
Well.
letter number 5. Dear Dave, this letter begins, if you could invite any 3 people in the history of the world to your dinner party, who would they be and why? Ken Levy. Any 3 people in history. Gee, it's a fascinating notion. Gosh, I wonder what that would be like to have any 3 people in history.
You know, I'm really glad you guys can make it here tonight. This is a big thrill for me. I really appreciate it.
After all this, Mr. Letterman, well, you service this? Bojangles chicken?
I, too, am dumbfounded at this wretched repast.
Guess again, pal. It's free food. What do you care?
If you don't like it, get a cab. Hit the road and take a hike, okay? Deadbeat.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
All the more for us, huh?
That's a story.
Great.
I think that's a story.
It is a story. I can tell a sign.
that was kind of cute, wasn't it? Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Look at that. Hey, Hal. 2 minutes? 2 minutes, really? Hey, Hal. Hey, can we open the big sunroof here?
Sure, open it up, Hal.
All right. It's such a lovely day today, wasn't it? That is beautiful. Let's just take a look and see what's going on outside. Open the sunroof, Hal. 2 minutes. Are you kidding me? Huh? Here we go. Boy, it's a little cloudy, but beautiful. Lovely spring day here again in Manhattan. Look at those clouds. They're just wait. Hey, look at that, Paul. Looks a little like Gene Shalit. Paul, are you? Look, that. Yeah, looks like.
There's Gene Shalit in the clouds.
Oh, there's another one for the cable TV museum. Fine-tuning comedy every night right here on NBC. Letter number two. Dear Dave, I am confused. Why does Willard Scott have hair one day and the next day none at all? Excellent question. Perplexed in Norman, Michael Bottoms, Norman, Oklahoma. Well, Michael, I have a visual aid here that I think should clear things up. Willard has hair, I believe, now, depending on whether or not Gene Shalit needs his mustache for the day. There's the visual aid. There's Willard without hair. And, of course, you see then Gene with his mustache. Now, if Gene's not working, then the mustache comes off and Willard gets the use of the hair for that day. That's pretty much how that goes there. So then, recapping once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to meet Julie Crone.
Again,
also
Jackie
Eddie
Julie Crone will be here tonight.
Okay,
also.
Let's see. A couple of guests, Paul and the band, Al Maher gets coffee. I guess for the next half hour, I'll watch Hawaii 5-0.
I have here letter number two. Dear Dave, what is Victoria's Secret anyways? If you have any idea, please let me know. This comes from Donna San Martino, Atlanta, Georgia. What is Victoria's Secret? Well, perhaps we should try to find out from Victoria herself. Oh, Victoria. She should be right over there. Victoria, hi. Nice to see you, Victoria.
Hi,
Do you have a secret of some kind that we should know about?
Well, let me introduce you to my secret. Gene?
Come on. Hi, Victoria. Victoria, it's time. Let's go out in the yard again and shoot cans.
You know, I don't need to tell you folks how much you can spend on utilities. Well, take a look at this ingenious money saver we implemented last week. Look at this. We're now running our coffee maker off the static electricity from Gene Shalit's hair. Look at that. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how hard we try, and admittedly, it's not very hard. Accidents will happen, and I think you'll see why we had to edit this particular show. And just a reminder for you folks who remember a couple of years ago when we would crush stuff with that enormous steamroller, later in the program tonight, we'll actually be smashing items with two giant hammers. Just bang.
Boy, like that should be fun, Dave.
Oh, yeah, they're incredible. Good. They're enormous hammers.
Did he say it's time to cut the giant hammers?
Yeah, I think so. I've been fine.
Fun with Gene Shalit. Dead at 100.
100's a good time.
Gene Shalit was a...
How long was he on?
Oh, well, they said, didn't they? 100 years.
He was not on for 100 years.
He did. Right out of the womb. And I hear he might be at the Madison Square Garden coming up on July the 3rd for the big wedding. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
That'll be something.
That's where I heard it's going to be. Well, a seat just opened, I guess. He had that little critic's corner on the Today Show. I liked him. I thought he was good.
Well, that's good.
What happened to movie critics? We had Siskel and Ebert and Gene Shalit and all kinds of people like that.
I think people thought that movie critics were stupid.
Well, I don't think anybody paid attention to them in those days. People would go see a bad movie.
Well, I mean, if there was a movie you wanted to see, you'd probably just go see it.
There used to be a joke about a bad movie. And I always thought it was a clever joke. Can't remember what that joke was. But if anyone wants to call in, do you have a memory of Gene Shalit? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
You gotta call up Gene Shalit.
Dead.
Yeah. You have Harding on. I'm sure you can get Gene Shalit out of the grave.
I had Gene Shalit's phone number at one point.
And you never reached out?
No, I think I did.
Well, did you interview him?
I don't remember what happened with that. Let me see if I have Gene Shalit's phone number still. Well, it may still be in service. You never know.
You're not texting Gene Shalit anymore.
I'm not going to text it. I'll call it.
What?
Well, no, that's not it. But I think I had Gene Shalit's phone number at one point.
And you never got a hold of him.
He had like a weird, if I remember correctly, he had like a weird answering machine message.
Well, that's good. I always like weird messages.
Yeah.
When people don't answer the phone.
I forget where he lived. You know what? Talk about something. What's coming up on your show?
Tonight on my show, we're going to be discussing the, UFC 250. It's going to be taking place on the White House lawn. We are going to be talking about Trump's name being taken off the Kennedy Center. We are going to be talking about the war in Iran that's supposed to be coming to an end, apparently. So we'll see how that goes. Things like that, generally, politics. It's going to be a good show. I think.
Are you sure?
I believe so. I did some.
But we don't know for sure, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I can't know for sure until it happens, I guess.
Okay. Gene had a very unique voice, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was made for the arts.
Is that his real voice?
Well, yeah. He used to be on his answering machine. Yeah, I think this is his number. Let's try to call up Gene. Highly unlikely he's going to answer, but let's see. Let's see if we can get the old telephone up here. Calling the late Gene Shalit. This will be the big anniversary of your show next year.
Hello. We can help you find another business in the area, since the number you called is not in service. I'll look for you now. Press any key to continue.
Do you think Gene lived at a business?
Again.
I don't know.
Well, that doesn't seem likely, does it?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, what happened to Gene's number?
Maybe they just moved on already.
They already disconnected his phone? The man's only been dead about an hour or so?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, maybe. I don't know how that works.
Well, that seems harsh. Poor Gene.
You don't need the phone anymore.
No, but they don't give you much time. I'll tell you, they shut the lights out right on you.
No, I figure he's still got a phone number somewhere.
Let's see. Well, maybe this is the number. Let's try this. Once again, calling the late Gene Shalit. Wonder if he had a nurse there.
I don't think so.
All right, get ready. The late Gene Shalit.
Welcome to the Shulman Lobel Conference Center. Please enter a conference ID now.
Well, see, that. If I'd have known the man was going to go on to his maker, I would have brought his phone number along. You know, I thought that I had the man's phone number. Isn't that weird?
Did you just write it down somewhere yet, like a number book?
What number did I just dial? Maybe you had a change of numbers or something. Let's try this one. Boy, it's fascinating radio, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
If we can get a hold of a man who's went on.
If he answers, we'd make the news.
Did his phone dial there? What happened? Well, if I could work the telephones, we'd really be in shape here. Hello? Oh, Lord. It's no easy trick to work the telephones.
Well, what's that?
I don't know.
It's not ringing.
Maybe Gene was not well at the end. I have no idea. Anyway, what will you miss most about Gene Shalit?
I don't know, his appearance. He had a look.
He did have his own little look there, didn't he?
I mean, I didn't know who Gene Shalit was. Never heard of the guy in my life, but you showed me a picture of Gene Shalit, and I knew who Gene Shalit was.
Why did you not know who Gene Shalit was?
I don't watch TV.
But you knew who he was, so how do you think you picked up Gene Shalit?
He's probably part of a meme somewhere or something like that.
I think he was a fascinating guy, from what I understood. I only got his answering machine, I think. But he was on his own answering machine.
Why didn't you just call him all the time?
Oh, I don't remember what... I didn't think he'd be that great of an interview, to be honest with you.
I think he'd be fine. He's like a nice guy. Funny enough guy.
Yeah, but I mean, look, even David Letterman barely put him on the thing. You know, he just used his look. Well, I'm sorry to hear that he went on.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
So, if you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would you have dinner with?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. That's a rough question. There's a lot of them. I mean,
I think that's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question, but I don't know. There's a lot of people I'd have dinner with.
Well, who would they be?
I'd have dinner with Diogenes. Diogenes is pretty cool.
Well, that's one.
I'd have dinner with... I'd have dinner with Jesus. I bet that'd be pretty cool.
Jesus.
Yeah, he could turn my water into wine, you know.
Well, there you go. One more.
I don't know. A lot of cool people. Maybe Winston Churchill. I like Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt would be cool to have dinner with.
Look at this. In 2013... Gene Shalit had a misdemeanor drive. Is that Gene?
Looks like
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine coming up on that guy? What did he do?
He just looked rough.
Misdemeanor driving charge against retired movie critic Gene Shalit was dismissed. The 86-year-old Shalit was cited in October after his vehicle struck a utility pole and came to rest against a house in Lenox. In Massachusetts. Shalit, who lives nearby, wasn't hurt. He told police he fell asleep. Oh.
That's good.
The agreement between police and Shalit's lawyer was approved during a probable cause hearing.
What was the agreement?
Apparently, Shalit's lawyer said his client won't drive until the next hearing, at which time his driving status will be reassessed.
Well, that'd be rough. Could you imagine not being able to drive?
So apparently he just got off. See, when you're Gene Shalit, you got pull. Can you imagine the guy and the car is up against the pole, and you walk over there and there's just bushy hair, bushy eyebrows, bushy...
up on Gene Shalit.
Bushy, big old Coke bottle glasses, and you... Oh, you look like... Oh, no, you are Gene Shalit. What happened? I fell asleep at the wheel. And that's what it'd be like. Okay.
Oh.
Maybe he was watching a bad movie.
That's right.
Well, it sounded like Gene had a rough life there. His wife died in 1978, and then a child died. Poor Gene.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He was the last of the movie critics. He lived a century.
Oh, I'm sure somebody could put a movie critic back on TV. It worked before.
Oh, I don't even know if people watch television now.
People still watch TV, I think.
I think it's... Name something that you could say, hey, we all watched that last night. It's not there anymore.
I don't know. SpongeBob still runs. I watch a lot of cartoons.
But nobody watched that last night. I'm talking about now. What is on now that people watch?
I don't know. I don't watch TV. You're asking the wrong guy. Star Wars. They do a billion different Star Wars reboots.
I wonder why Gene Shalit grew his hair like that.
Probably just because it was like, you know, an iconic kind of...
I bet he never cut his hair.
I bet he cut his hair.
Oh, no. Not that big bush.
He had to keep it trimmed down to that, you know?
He had kind of a Don King thing going on there.
I don't know who Don King is.
Well, you don't know anybody.
I don't know any TV people.
That's not... It's a boxing promoter.
Oh, well, same thing. Oh, I know of Don King, actually. Isn't he the one that scammed Muhammad Ali?
Kinda.
Yeah.
He was from Cleveland.
That's good.
Killed a guy.
Did you know that Charlie Manson was from Cleveland?
No, I did not know that.
Charles Manson, I guess. They call him Charles, not Charlie.
See, I don't find Charlie... Why are we interested in a killer?
Because he's nuts.
Yeah, but he's killer.
I don't know. Look, I've watched so many interviews with the... Oh, if I could interview anybody, it'd probably be Charles Manson. I mean, that's all I'm saying. He's just a funny guy, because nothing he says is coherent. He doesn't make any sense, but, like he's just funny. That's why I know of Geraldo Rivera, because he interviewed Charles Manson, and I watched that interview.
Yeah.
And Charles Manson's just a nutcase.
I interviewed a lady. I think she's dead now, but she had some kind of relationship with Charles Manson. I mean, she was a reporter. Can't remember her name, but he liked her, and she liked... I don't remember what the thing was. There was a thing. I can't remember what that was all. She wrote a book about it.
Are there any people of the Manson family still around?
Well, I'm sure there are. They're still in prison.
I think... Are all of them still in prison?
I don't really keep up with the Mansons.
Well, I mean, neither do I, but, like, you know, you could interview one of those people. I'm sure that... I mean, I don't know. They probably got off on some kind of, like, you know, like charge of insanity or something. Not got off, but, like, you know, got a lightened sentence.
You know, I think more people should learn the Sam Shepard trial. That was the first big celebrity trial, and it happened right here in Ohio.
Yeah, I don't know who Sam Shepard is.
See, that's sad.
I mean...
You know, you really do research the wrong history.
Why?
Well, because you're not anything in where you are. Like, you have no clue about what's going on around here, but you want to... Charles Manson. Well, that's California.
Charles Manson was from Cleveland, right? That's what I said.
But that's not where the crimes were committed.
Yeah, I know. Spahn Ranch. Well, he didn't commit them at Spahn Ranch, but he stayed at Spahn Ranch.
See, I don't care about Charles Manson. I'm talking about Sam Shepard.
Oh, I don't know who Sam Shepard is.
Well, search that one up. That was a story. Dr. Sam Shepard.
What'd he do?
Allegedly killed his wife. The Fugitive is based on Sam Shepard.
Yeah, well, I don't watch movies.
It's a TV show first.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing in me. I don't know. What's the Landefeld?
Gene Shalit would sit you up.
Landefeld?
Yeah, Dr. Landefeld?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with him, right? He was alleged killed his wife.
Yep, I interviewed him.
That's good.
I did.
They ought to make a movie about Landefeld.
I asked him if he killed his wife.
Now, what do you say?
Well, I'm sure he said no.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he said no, but
Now, that's an interesting story.
I'm sure it was more than no.
You know, I wonder where that interview is. I did that.
Man, that's not in the archives?
I didn't do that here. I did. See, people think I started. No, I've been around longer than 12 years. I did that at another place.
They don't have archives?
Oh, no. God, no. Well, I don't know. I mean, no. That place is out of business.
Oh, well.
No.
They definitely don't have archives.
No. But that was the middle place. Because I went from WMRN to WDCM to here. So
DCM's dead?
Yeah.
Well, that's rough.
Yeah, but that's where I did that interview.
What happened to them?
I don't really know. I was the last person in the office. I remember that. Every morning I'd show up, there'd be less people in the office.
That's good.
When I started there were a lot of people. And the last day, the phones wouldn't work. And they told me it had something to do with a big storm that had happened. They didn't pay the phone bill.
Well, maybe the less people showing up, they were just getting fired like
the last day, every day. The last day was me and a salesperson in the office.
The salesperson could have saved the whole station.
It was going under. People were escorted out of the office. It was awful. I'll tell you, that was a low-atmosphere place. You want to talk about a bad atmosphere to work in? That was a bad atmosphere.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I can see that.
And you want to... People talk about this studio. We worked out of a closet with carpet on the back door. Oh,
soundproofing.
It was terrible. It was. You know about a tiny room. It was a closet. It really... I think it was a closet.
Well, there's nothing wrong with this being a studio, but I mean, I don't know. I figured you have, like, I don't know, like, radio stations just usually are bigger in my, like, I don't know, I've never really...
Never that I've ever worked at. The WMRN was not much bigger than this, well, and that was an AM studio.
But MRN has just, like, they have a whole station. Like, I mean, they got a big old building. I guess it's not huge, but they got a building.
Well, no, but they had a need for that. We don't have a need for that. We don't have a receptionist sitting in the lobby. No, they don't now either.
What do you need a receptionist sitting in the lobby for?
Exactly. That's what the space was. I mean, it was, you know.
What? Really, what did the receptionist do?
I'll tell you what, WDC, I should have known not to go there because the ceiling caved in the first studio. The bathroom collapsed. And then we went to the second studio where things were getting shut off. And we worked out of a closet with carpet on the doors so there wasn't any echo.
Hey, soundproofing.
Terrible. So your show's coming up next.
Already?
Already.
Oh, man.
I know. Well, the late Gene Shalit, we pay tribute to him tonight, and I'll be back next week for another round here on WGH Talk. For this night, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end, it doesn't matter. But it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marva. I wanted the M. So Marva.